This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Given the situation here at on West Lane here in Lakeview, take us through the response that you guys had and just the amount of different units, different agencies that came here to respond to the situation that took place.
Sure. So when you have an incident like this, it encompasses a really, really strong mutual aid response from assets that can assist us as well as subject matter experts. This is certainly not an incident that you see every day. You may have a house, you may have an explosion that impacts one residence, but this, you know, impacted three with, you know, very, very heavily damaged structures and then adjacent structures as well. So when you look at that, you look at, you have a lot of assets operating in a lot of different places. So you have to coordinate that response and break it off into divisions so that you have needs of those responders in each division or building that they're operating in. So last night in the main building where the explosion occurred, we had fire suppression and we had rescue because we were attempting to locate the deceased party. And we were also fighting fires in that building as well as the one to the left of it. So we had fire operations going on in multiple places, and there was just a lot of responders working together. And then, we had, again, subject matter experts that came in that monitored air quality, investigative. There's just so many different resources that we utilized.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of pressure too in terms of just seeing the scene unfold, and you're trying to contact different fire companies to come from, you know, locally here in places like Hamburg, Orchard Park. Then you're reaching out to places like Eden, reaching out to North Boston, and even some Buffalo. I mean, I guess take us through that line of communication and just break it down in terms of what goes into that as much as you can.
Sure. We it's really important for us to keep the mile high view, and we look at it all-encompassing. We have to look at what is going on. So I always refer to it as like a CAN report: conditions, actions, need. This is what's going on. This is what we're looking to do. This is what we need to do it. So when we have those identified and we can look at it objectively and say, hey, this is what we have going on in this division. You know, there's a firefight in this one building. We need to work on getting an elevated master stream there. So we need to get those resources, but we also have to make sure that we leave room, you know, very narrow streets. Thankfully, this is, spring, summertime. It's not wintertime where these roads are even more narrow. So it's all about that coordination, collaboration, and cooperation with the agencies. We train with each other. We work together. It's not the first time we meet. So when we make decisions, we know, hey, if we have, when we call Buffalo in, they have a collapse rescue team. You know, that's a very specialized piece. And we still have a victim that we're trying to locate. So we called them in and they came out and handle that operation. So there's a lot of multiple facets that go into it, and we just have to make sure that we don't rely on the same resource for multiple different operations. And that's why we reach out to mutual aid partners outside of just our community. We had, the three main buildings that were, our main priority and focus, but we also had on the adjacent street on Diana, we had buildings that sustained damage. We had buildings on the other side of the road on West Lane that sustained damage. So we wanted to make sure that, one, they were safe. We didn't have secondary events or tertiary events. And then we wanted to make sure, you know, this acrid smoke was hanging very low last night. We had a lot of residents that were out, so we didn't want to have them then get overcome with smoke and have respiratory problems. So there's a lot that goes on, and it's really, really important as the command structure, we stay at that mile high view and we make sure that we account for everything that's going on.
Now, I know that you said in your press conference that there's really no plan for an event like this.
Right.
So how is it in your role that you have to kind of prepare for something like this? I know this is an extreme magnitude,
sure.
But for an event like this, how do you prepare in advance for stuff even to respond to something?
So it's important, again, I speak about our relationships, our public-private relationships. National Fuel has specialized training that at one of their facilities where we can go in and learn how to put out natural gas fires. So it's really important to get that training. And so we break it down into pieces. We don't just, you know, we eat the elephant one bite at a time. We look at the big picture, we keep the big picture, but then we look at and say, this division, we need to do this. We need to, you know, in this instance, this house was on fire. We need to work on getting that. And this is what we need to do it. This building, we're trying to facilitate a rescue. We're trying to make sure that we still have the utilities that are energized. The power was still energized to some until we had the utilities come. Gas was still flowing into the one house. So we just have to break it down into, you know, pieces of the overall response and say, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of that. So it's really one of those instances where the sum of all parts is really greater than its whole. So while we don't plan or prepare for the big, you know, house explosion that ends up damaging, you know, multiple residents around, we again break it down in pieces.
So when it comes to this sort of a situation that happens, and then let's just say that there's another event that's happening, you know, across town, but it's still the same group of people that respond. I mean, how does that kind of break down in terms of responding in that realm where you got something that's happening here, but then there's another incident happening some other part of town, but all the resources are contained to one area? I mean, how does that kind of break down in that
way? Well, we had that last night. We had a fire during the fire in Lakeview, and it was a fire behind a residence, I think with a shed or something of that nature. So we have standby units. So we staged apparatus. We know that it's going to take so long for the operation to occur, right? So we're looking at the piece of the operation. We know that those firefighters are going to be really exerting themselves. So we have EMS on standby for them. We have rehab so that they can go and get hydrated and make sure they stay hydrated. They can get rest, nutrition, and then ambulance if they needed to. So we did end up transporting a firefighter and a police officer last night from the incident. And so we stage backups to them. So we have crews that are fresh in wait. And we had them stage on a roof 5. And then we had other crews that were covering the calls for the district, for the town. So that was, we have these standby units that are covering calls that would occur. You know, just because this is going on doesn't mean the world stops. So we have other incidents that are going on, and we have those standby crews from other communities that come in and cover.
Now, I know that there's only so much that the public, local residents can do to help out, but what is the advice that you have for residents when a situation like a fire or an accident or something like this happens? What is something that you would recommend for residents to do other than, you know, calling 911 and alerting the emergency responders that this is ongoing?
I'm not sure.
Just for people that maybe are looking to respond. I know that there were some residents that came and they were, you know, one was like a off-duty fire police or a police officer that was coming in to help. Any other residents that may see something like this and think to help their neighbor or something?
Sure. I think it's important that if you have friends in the street, that, you know, this is something that doesn't occur all the time and not a lot of people have seen this. So this community, this part of our community has suffered a loss. You know, there's a loss of life. So check on each other, you know, just communicate with each other and just be there for them. Listen. And if they want to talk, they talk. You know, we have services that we have an emergency service chaplain that can come in and talk, and we've offered the services to the residents. But it's just important that they know that, you know, we're here. Their friends are here, their family's here to just, they have their back, right? So, because again, it's a critical incident that thankfully not everybody goes through and experiences in their life. But now these people, you know, in a flip of a switch has now literally, their world got flipped upside down.
Yeah, and you guys always take like the donations from people that want to help you guys out, and especially with longer investigations like this or putting out fires, you guys are always accepting stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, we we take care of ourselves, but we do, you know, appreciate when somebody, you know, brings a sub platter or, you know, something by, you know, just because, you know, again, we worked all day yesterday, you know, like our regular shift. And then we were up for the entire night and we're back at it all day today. So, you know, we have to make sure we take care of ourselves and stay hydrated and nutrition. And the lack of sleep is, you know, beyond our control, but it is nice when people have that that act of gratitude for service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.